Well, what did you call your father's father?
Granddad. Or grandfather. Grandfather or granddad.
Did you ever hear any older names then?
No. No. Don't think so.
What about your father's mother?
Well, you've got a great grandfathers and great grandmothers. Of course, that'd be older people that you'd call with different names, you know.
But I meant,
No.
Generations before or something.
No, not that I know of. I never did hear them call anything, you know.
What about your mother, your father's mother?
Well, just grandmother.
Well, do you ever hear kids call anything other than children or kids or anything like that?
Yeah, brats. I wouldn't go with brats. Kids and children. That's about all.
Yeah.
I said, I guess that's about all, because they call them first one thing you know, according to the occasion.
Well, did you ever hear a name for like a small baby? Like, what would you just like baby or something? What do you call a name like that? Just a little.
Well, we always call them baby. And they I let them go papoose. I think that's a is that Indian? Do they call papoose? I believe it is Indian. Do they call the kids call the babies papoose? But just babies is what we call them.
Well, what would you? Did you ever hear somebody call their daughter just a little something that wasn't a real name, not a nickname, but... Ever hear of a pet name or a basket name?
Well, I can't think right now. Daughter and...
Did you ever hear that kind of name called a pet name?
Well... I don't know if I get you just exactly. I don't know just what.
Well, you know, calling your daughter or something baby or something when that wasn't her real name. What would you call something like that? Calling her that. You ever heard of somebody saying that's just a pet name or just a basket name, something like that?
Yeah, I've heard about a pet name, but I just don't know. They just call them anything. You could call it a pet name, you know, like sweetie or something like that. Say, that's just a pet name. That's about the right thing I can think about, something like that, you know.
Well, why do you put a baby in that lie down and you can have a cradle?
Put them in a cradle and rock them. A lot of times they used to have those little cradles that they rock them, you know. And they have what they call bassinets, you know, that they put them in. But we call them cradles. When I was a kid, nearly every lady had a cradle. Just a little old bed that a lot of time the husband would make them, you know, and have rockers on them, rock the baby to sleep, you know, and put it in that to sleep. It had the sides up on it, you know, so the baby couldn't fall out.
Did it have something for a baby that had wheels on it like that?
Well, back when I was a kid, we didn't. We had a little wagon, pulling around little wagons. Have to have another kid to pull them. But now they have them, you know, that's got wheels that they can stroll around the house and, you know, get him. But we didn't when I was a kid. We didn't have those things, those strollers. I believe they call them strollers now.
They lie down in the stroller?
I don't think so. Not the ones that I'm thinking about. They sit up in them. It's kind of, more or less, to help kind of teach them to sit up and then kind of walk, you know, kind of use an egg, you know.
Have you ever seen one that they can lie down in?
Not a stroller. I never did. I never did see one. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, it would be a big thing with maybe 8 or 10 inch wheels, you know. It have a hood over it.
I've seen those things, but they're just little baby carriages, I think that, I think what they call those, baby carriages. I've seen them, women pushing them or pulling them around on the street, you know, and have little cover over it and the baby in it, you know, have wheels, on wheels.
So you said that the woman was going to take the baby out and...
Strolling, I could go out strolling with the baby or walk the baby out walking or something like that. Yeah, of course, the woman would be walking, the baby running.